Now we have our second feature, which is written by Sophie Skyring. When carer Philip Martin set out to share the story of a Second World War pilot who once lived in Norwich, he didn't realise the extent of Dennis Elliott's incredible journey. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
When carer Philip Martin set out to share the story of a Second World War pilot who once lived in Norwich, he didn't realise the extent of Dennis Elliott's incredible journey. 28-year-old Philip became best friends with Dennis when he was just a boy, and through getting to know him, he knew his story had to be shared. Born in Croydon in July 1924, Dennis recalled an awful childhood, as he believed he was an orphan. Dennis went into an orphanage in South London aged 3 and remembered it as being run like an army regiment. At the age of 7, he went to live with foster parents, but little did he know that things were going to get worse. Philip explained, his first foster father was an abusive man who had a drinking problem and used to beat Dennis. It was really quite emotional watching Dennis, then aged 93, sobbing in his chair as he told me this. The trauma never left him. Plagued with little confidence throughout his childhood because of the poor treatment he was subjected to, that all changed quickly. Philip continued, the Second World War changed his life. He went into the RAF, underwent training, passed exams, made new friends and learned new things. He looked forward to what the future held for the first time in his life. In December 1942, Dennis boarded the troop ship SS Rangitiki to South Africa. His destination was Zimbabwe, where he underwent pilot training, during which he was almost killed. He carried on, though, and earned his wings around 6 months later in December 1943, when he was posted to Palestine and formed his crew at the age of 19. During Dennis's tour of operations, he and his crew flew out of India on bombing and mine-laying operations in Burma, Malaya and Thailand, including 3 at the Malayan port of Penang. The first operation to mine Penang Harbour was, at the time, the longest RAF bombing or mining run in history in terms of time airborne, and was repeated 2 further times. Philip said he was very proud of the Penang operations, especially as he was one of only 6 men that flew on all 3 of them. Later, in 1946, Dennis was posted to RAF Swannington in Norfolk. While he was stationed there, he bought his first car and insured it in Norwich. He even remembered buying his L-plates from Woolworths and quickly falling in love with the city. After a couple more RAF posts, Dennis returned to civilian life and in 1979 moved to the fine city with his wife. They lived in Waterloo Road until Dennis retired in 1984 when they moved to Dereham. Dennis almost died in 2018 following an illness, and it was then that Philip knew he had to write his story down. He said, I visited him every single day while he was in hospital. It was then that I realised how many stories were almost lost, so I knew I had to spring into action. The transformation from the little orphan boy who was scared to a pilot who could take control under enemy fire is an incredible story. I thought about it for a long time because I knew I only had one shot to convince Dennis to let me help him record his life story. I thought he'd say no, but he said yes. I wasn't sure to what extent he would talk, but he put his heart and soul into that book. When he began, he was 93. I mean, it really is a book of truth. Dennis died in September 2021. Now, his friend Philip wants to ensure as many people as possible learn about the incredible story. He added, I'm glad that Dennis was around to see the book published and witness the first wave of sales. It's his legacy. From Orphan to High Flyer was first published in June 2021, and Philip is hoping some city bookshops will stock it. For now, the book is available online at fromorphantohotflyer.com.